Hi, I'm Pat Bernstein. I'm the founder and chair of a program called Stocks in the Future.
And I'm Elizabeth Tracy. Welcome to this month's Great Ideas. Pat, thanks so much for joining me.
I'm excited. Thank you.
And you're very excited about this program. I guess first we should describe how you're related to Hopkins.
Hopkins has been near and dear to our family situation via my husband, who is a trustee on the board. And it was through that connection that I brought Bill Brody, then president of the university, an idea that I had and have been resting in the division of the Center for Social Organization of Schools ever since.
And when did that happen?
8 years ago. It was a concept that I had that I could inspire middle school students to do better than they presently are, and they could do it by learning about the world of finance. Through this concept, we developed a program that's now offered at 14 schools and has 780 students participating.
Of course, I need to hear more about that. What's this program called?
The program is Stocks in the Future. We're a nonprofit organization, and the concept behind this is to give educational incentives to students who need motivation to improve their school performance. We do this by teaching them financial life skills, and while they're learning, they improve their attendance, and they learn all about this world of finance. And they are suddenly given reasons to improve their investment in school, and we give them an opportunity to invest otherwise as well.
What brought you to this idea as a reasonable means of motivating middle schoolers?
I ran a program that I started a number of years ago called Cycle Across Maryland. That was a program that we had for 6 days in the summertime, and we would take 1,000-plus cyclers across the state exploring Maryland as a tour. Part of that program, we had what we called Camteen Challenge, in which students were identified who were 15, 16 years old who were having trouble at school. We linked them with adult cycling mentors, and we gave them all the training over 4 months to learn how to do 60 miles of cycling a day. If they completed the program, they went with us for the week of cycling, and they earned a new bicycle. We put 500 students through this. What we learned from that was that it inspired these students to do great things, which was to accomplish the cycling experience, but also gave them faith in themselves that they could do things. What I wanted to do after that was to create a program that would have an even longer lasting impact. And that's when I was put under the hands of CSOS. They deal with at-risk populations across the country. In a few short months, we developed this concept that was introduced to middle school students. So essentially, we give these students once a week through their regular teachers that have a scripted curriculum that has been developed by Hopkins, insight into financial reasons for investing. As the students are learning about the world of business, they're learning about why companies go public. How do you compare the performances? Why would you invest in them? As they're learning about these fundamentals, they earn money by coming to school and by improving their grades. It's not a lot of money, but they earn sufficiently to know that this is real stuff. With the money that they earn, they buy publicly traded companies that they've been studying. With that, they can track their performances through the 3 years that they're taking the course. Then when they go on to high school, they can track it online. And our promise to them is when they graduate from high school and they turn 18, the stock goes in their names.
That's pretty impressive. I wouldn't have minded if somebody had given me such a program because I'm pretty clueless about investing.
Which is the comment we often get, because here we are going through a terrible crisis in financial literacy for all of us. And wouldn't it be nice if we were smarter investors and where we would put our money? What this program does is give the next generation the opportunity to do better than we are as adults.
You have a little bit of a track record then to share.
We have a wonderful track record because we put this program through a pilot stage where in every school we had a control group against whose performance we would measure. What happened was that our students that were chosen because they were underperforming or needed motivation, our students came to school 2 weeks more than the control group. what we present to them reinforces the skills that they're getting in their normal school day anyhow. And it gives them practice on how to take certain tests that they are exposed to anyhow. What this program does is capture their imagination and their attention, and they get excited to be in school because they're there to learn something that has applicability after school.
Do you have any personal vignettes you could share that some of the students may have shared with you?
One of the more exciting interviews that I had was our first student who ever took the course in sixth grade who graduated from high school. She had only the class for 1 year, earned enough money to buy one share of Sony, has been tracking it since the sixth grade, told me that there were applications of what she had learned in the sixth grade for what she had to do in high school. But really the most exciting thing from her perspective was that she was the first person in her entire family to own any share of stock. And that gave her a leg up, confidence, a feeling of pride that you couldn't match in any other way.
You must have dreams then for this program and how you would like it to expand, I suppose.
Yes. What we know about the program is that we have a statistically significant proof of its positive impact. We know that the teachers learn along with the students because it's a totally scripted curriculum. And we know we've captured not only the students' attention who are in classes, but the ones who are not there who want to come into this class. What we know is all positive. We are dependent on outside contributions. That's the hard part, isn't it? We, along with every nonprofit, have to pull in our bootstraps to go along and then figure out what's the best way to expand, because what we know is that there's a whole country whose children can benefit from this kind of exposure.
Would that then be the grandiose plan? That would be national expansion.
The immediate expansion is to give the exposure in Maryland and then to look to the region. What we know now, we have it in Baltimore County, Carroll County, and Baltimore City. We also have a school over in Washington, D.C. We can look, when we can afford it, to be expanding in those areas first.
Is there any role for community service, if you will, with folks who may already have a lot of financial acumen to share in this program?
One of the wonderful things that the students experience is having outsiders come and talk to them. We now have 24 classes that are receiving this program. Having somebody from the outside world give practical exposure to these youngsters, to give them insights, to give them how-tos, to tell them things that they can have in their lifetimes they would not have had exposure to, would be wonderful. So if somebody would like to be part of that, I would encourage them to give us a call at 410-516-6882, and that's the offices of Stocks in the Future.
Very good. What else would you like to add?
I would really love people who would like to see what it looks like when 11, 12, and 13-year-olds discuss why they would have a company go public, how they would set up their own pizza parlor, because that's one of the lessons that we have. What do you need to know in order to do this? There's such practical awareness that these kids get in touch with that it is quite remarkable to watch. And so I would encourage also anybody who would be interested in seeing this to give us a call, and we'll welcome them to any of the classes to observe.
What would you suggest is the magic here? Is it the money? Is it the attention? Is it the idea that somehow self-determination is possible for a middle schooler at admittedly pretty tough time of life?
This is a tough time, and I will say a tough time especially for a lot of these students. What they know about this particular activity is that it's real. This is not a game. It gives them an opportunity to talk with the adult world in a way that they've never been able to. It gives students a chance to hear vocabulary that is constantly going on in the media and all of a sudden being given insight to what it all means. At the end of this, they walk away, and what they found overwhelmingly is that they feel smart. When you can instill into students their ability to do things and feel the confidence to achieve it, that's a big plus.
Excellent. I'll look forward to hearing more about this program in the future. Thank you so very much for joining me.
Thank you.